Here we go, baby. It's our first podcast episode. We're finally starting.
It took us a long time to get here, but here we are. And you are totally screwed.
That is the name of our podcast. It's me, Bianca.
And me, Andreas.
And here we are. So first things first, we're going to probably have some technical issues at the beginning. We bought these really fancy microphones, but figured out that both of them don't work on my computer. So we're probably going to have to buy another piece to make them both work and record both audio. So we're both sitting really close to one microphone right now. So hopefully it works out. We won't listen to the audio till later, but
we also are not that great at technology, but we're gonna do our very best.
Yeah, we'll see how this one turns out. We got like this fancy app thing that lets us put like fancy sounds and lets us splice together different audio, but I don't know, but that's also boring. We'll figure it out. Yeah, this is our first podcast episode. It's really excited. We're really nervous, really sweaty.
Really nervous. We're sitting really uncomfortably.
Yeah.
You're lucky you can't see us.
Yeah, we're on the ground in my living room, and it's just all very mashed together.
It's all feeling very real.
But we're excited. We're doing it because, honestly, we've talked about doing this for like a long time.
Yeah.
Like a really long
time. We've always had an idea for a TV show, very bold, I know, to put our faces anywhere online.
But everyone wants to see us.
They're dying for our content. But we decided this is like a good medium for us to start in because we don't have to do any visual things, which is great.
One, we're really bad at tech. Two, our voices are really annoying. Three, we're not that attractive. So
we don't want to put together the voice with the face. It's just, it's a double whammy, so.
But yeah, oh, actually, when I was like telling people that we were doing a podcast, everyone was like, oh, I'll watch it. And I was like, we're not recording it. Like,
yeah, our faces. Watch.
We're not like filming it, but mostly because we don't know how to edit like videos. We barely know how to do this.
We're incompetent. So. Okay, you can get that already from this.
But yeah.
We really wanted
Maybe we will eventually.
We got to the point where we were bored enough and like sick of talking about doing this for so long. And we realized that it's just not that hard and it's not that deep. So we pulled the trigger. And
we bought our mics and we can't even use one of them. So
now we have two mics and no content. So welcome.
But we've been talking about doing this for the summer. So we're really excited to start it. Basically, it's just going to be us talking about everything.
Everything that we can think of.
Yeah.
We had kind of a funny Instagram poll where we asked people to tell us about things because we were wondering like what people like to hear on podcasts. And it was somewhat helpful,
mostly not scattered.
Yeah, mostly not helpful.
People were just trying to be funny and we were kind of taking it seriously because we needed ideas. But it was kind of helpful. Mostly people wanted to talk about relationship stuff, which is crazy because we...
Totally not qualified to talk about healthy relationships.
Absolutely not qualified.
We're both single as Pringles. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but I guess for our first episode, we just wanted to introduce ourselves, talk a little bit about ourselves.
This is just a vanity tool for us to talk about ourselves. Yeah. So enjoy. Sit back, relax.
So basically, we're two seniors at the University of Miami. Soon not to be seniors, soon to be alums.
We have like 16 days left of classes, so we don't talk about that.
That's horrible to hear. But we're both, still living in Miami for the foreseeable future because of the pandemic.
Yeah, we made a rule. We're not going to talk about coronavirus or the pandemic because it's super boring.
I mean, I feel like it's impossible to not talk about it. It's what's happening right now. But like, we don't want to be like, oh, like it sucks. Yeah. Like, just stay hopeful. Like, nah, we get it. We're supposed to stay hopeful. We're all going through this together.
If we talk about it, it won't come from an angle of like actual useful information. It'll be more like how it's affected, like how we're like.
Actually useful information. Yeah. Yeah. We don't know anything about that. but yeah, we don't want to.
But here are the latest statistics.
Yeah. We don't want to make that like any kind of focus because we're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of talking about it.
And
like,
I'm sure you're all, it's not interesting anymore.
Yeah. So. I literally went home this weekend and my parents like just talk about it nonstop and I couldn't wait to leave because I'm so sick of hearing about it. But yeah.
So I guess we're just going to talk a little bit about ourselves individually and how we became friends and sort of why, I think it'll make sense when I explain our friendship, why this
why we're doing
vanity
this.
Project came to fruition.
Okay. I'm like, you start.
I'll go first. So I'm from Philadelphia. My parents are divorced.
And it shows.
I'm sure you can already, tell by my lack of confidence. But I went to a really small private school, super annoying.
I'm like, say which one?
And I'll name them.
I'll say what high school I went to. I don't care.
But I went to Germantown Friends School. My mom taught there. So I decided when I applied to college, I wanted to be somewhere warm, which my mom told me was superficial, which I think is not superficial at all. And I applied to literally schools in Southern California. What a joke. Yeah. UCLA. Probably still laughing at that essay about ballet, which is, yes, what I wrote it about. And didn't get in anywhere except for basically Miami at another school, which I did not give a fuck about. So here I am. And it honestly turned out to be like the best decision of my life. This school is a maze. We'll talk about that probably later. Yeah. But.
So I'm from South Florida, and I always wanted to go to UM. I've been going to UM games since... When we say UM, we mean University of Miami.
For those not in the know.
I don't know if we should say that. If that sounds... If that's a stupid... Also, this noise. Sorry if you keep hearing it. It's my straw in my tumbler cup, because I drink more water if it's through a straw and not through a bottle.
So. She poured out a water bottle into a cup to drink it from, which I'm not judging. I'm
How
guilty.
Dare you expose me? But yeah, so I...
Tell us your story.
You know, I always wanted to go to UM, like, forever. My older brother went there. I have some other family. My uncle went there. My aunt went there. And, but I always told myself that I, like, NYU was my dream school. I always wanted to go to New York. And I applied, and I just, like, never thought in a million years I got in. And turns out I'm extremely smart, and I got in. And I went to visit, and I was like, this just isn't what I want. It's not, like, a campus feel. It wasn't what I was used to. I, like, love football. I come from a big sports family. So I ended up choosing Miami, which was, like, big surprise. Literally my whole, like, childhood, I was like, I'm going to New York. And my family was like, yeah, we'll see about that. And they were right. I ended up just staying in Miami. But
you hate to admit it.
I know. But it ended up, like, I don't know, this is so cliche, but just like Dre said, being like the best decision. My family's only an hour away, so they're like just far enough where I like don't feel pressure to go see them all the time, but like close enough where I could see them whenever I wanted to. And
And it's nice because you can like have friends, like you can like bring them back to like your parents' house, and like
my parents know all my friends, which I feel like is really rare in college. Yeah. Like, it's not like in high school where you like see your friends all the time.
And they like came to all the games, house. Which is funny. They're like cool parents. They're
my
not
parents
like boring
parents.
My parents
have season tickets to all the football games, so like we would see them literally every other weekend during the fall at the football games, and they would bring yummy food, and my friends would always be like, let's go eat their food.
If you have like drunk food at a tailgate, you're like hot bait. You're a hot commodity.
Yeah. So, that was really fun, and that's how me and Dre met. Through Miami, obviously, which is crazy.
Through her parents.
Which is crazy because I feel like I've known you for so much longer, but we've really only been like really good friends for like two years. Which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, we literally just found on my laptop or our laptops the other day, like, our messages from when we first started actually becoming friends, and they're like,
there's such classic, like, first friends meeting. Because we were, like class friends, right? Yeah. So all of our messages at the beginning were, like, literally us sitting in the same classroom and me being like, look out the window. Isn't that car out there really ugly?
Yeah. So he was actually good friends with this girl that went to my high school that I graduated with. I went to American Heritage. Shout out. Go Stallions. It's horrible.
They're sponsoring us. We had to say it.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah, so he was friends with her, and then, like, we would see each other, like, at the gym or at the dining hall or whatever, and then...
TBT.
Yeah, and then we had a class together second semester.
Let me just say, also, I was, like, Bianca was, like, so scary. Also, I feel like most people who meet you for the first time are really intimidated by you. Maybe maybe less so in, like, recent times. She was, like, oh, she'd always, like, sit on the glider with, like, 13 friends, and I'd walk by, and my friend at the time was, like,
That's so mean when she listens to this.
Was, like,
you're not lying.
I'm not lying. Total honesty. Yeah.
That's another thing. We want to try and be, like, really unfiltered during this
Which is hard for us, because we're consistently unfiltered.
Even though, like, depending on who listens to this, it might get us... to some sticky situation.
We only have that many friends to lose this point.
I don't really care. Yeah. Yeah. We're leaving, so who cares?
16
bye.
Days. Bye, guys. Been great. Bye, babe. Anyway, but this... we had always see Bianca around campus, so I, like, knew who she was. But then we finally were in the same class, so we, like, had something to talk about already.
So we had... I used to be a marine science major when I was a freshman. Crazy, I know.
Yeah. The major you go into college with, just don't get too used to it.
Yeah. Well, I really liked it. I just, like, didn't want to... do research forever, and I felt really limited with my options, so that's why I ended up changing. Also, I failed chemistry, so
it's also really, really, really hard.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a marine science class because that Andreas picked that as his minor, which was not the best idea.
Yeah, another terrible mistake.
Yeah. But yeah, we were the only people we like knew in that class.
Right.
So even like if we weren't that close, so we became close through that, and then I was going through like a really crazy, depressing relationship that I kind of threw onto Andreas, like, during that class. And I guess, I don't know. The good thing that came out of that was, like, our friendship.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like it kind of formed slower than we realized.
Yeah.
It just feel like it's been fast and, like, recent. Because in college, I feel like every semester is, like, a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because of all, like,
every
the stuff you do.
Every week is, like, so much can happen from Monday to Friday. That's, like, so many.
And there's so many college.
That's so many days.
Like, five.
Yeah.
No, but it's so true. And also in college, I feel like there's so many people that you just sort of, like, they just drop by the wayside. You're, like, not interested anymore. Like, they, like.
I know Andreas mentioned that I had, like, a ton of friends freshman year. And it's because I did. I had, like, what I thought was a pretty solid group of people that I was, like, close to. And then once you, like, move out of the freshman dorms and you don't see those people every day, you realize how, like, superficial your friendships are. And it's literally just because you're forced to see each other all the time. Kind of like high school.
Yeah, it's totally like high school. Especially the dorms. It, like, recreates high school. Yeah. I also realized that, like, you see who, like, puts in the effort. And, like, so many people are not willing to put in the effort to drive, like, 5-10 minutes to see you anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a good indicator that you're not friends, actually, at all. Yeah,
and I specifically moved, like, so far off campus and into an apartment by myself.
It was only for the summer. Year.
No, and first semester, sophomore year.
Yeah.
No.
Which is a long time.
Which was a long time. I was so depressed from that summer into that semester of sophomore year. And then literally second semester sophomore year, I moved in with girls who ended up being in my sorority because I rushed that semester. So it all, like, worked out and everything, like, turned upwards from then. And then it turned downwards and then it turned upwards.
It's a real roller coaster.
Downwards. Yeah. Upwards right now, though, in a pretty good vibe. But, yeah. So we've been friends ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just, like, have clicked from the get-go. I feel like we have the same sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Also, my friend Betsy, I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like she's, like, a big glue in our relationship. Like,
really?
You like, met me and then met her and were like, oh, I, like, love their sense of humor. And then, like, when she was gone, me and you would still, like, keep up that kind of, like.
I feel like I only saw you and your, like, comfortable self when you were, because we were, like, class friends. When you were, like, with Betsy, I was like, oh, my God, they're so funny. I want to jump on board this.
Yeah.
And then, kind of luckily, I mean, she didn't go there. So, like, when she left, I was like, I'm going to fill the hole.
But she had a boyfriend that went to UM, so she would come, like, all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So we would see her, like, all the time.
The first time I met her, I, like, didn't really realize it was her. And we were all in my teeny little.
Okay, no, this was absolutely ridiculous. Like, you literally met her before. And I was like, oh, Betsy's coming, so we're going to have a pre-game.
I don't remember ever meeting her.
Okay, well, you did. I don't remember, so write that down, folks. Yeah.
No memory.
You had. And basically was having a pregame in his dorm. And
pregame of four people.
Yeah, big old pregame. And I was like, oh, Betsy's here. Like, we're going to come. And he was like, okay. So then we came. And then, like, literally.
Which is crazy because, like, she said, I'm coming with Betsy.
With Betsy. I didn't come with literally anyone else.
So she comes with Betsy. And they're both sitting, like, on my bed. And so loudly, I whisper while I'm, like, pouring a shot of, like, Smirnoff's nasty nothing. I whispered to Bianca. I go, is that Betsy?
Yeah.
Like, so audibly.
No, you go. No, he didn't go, is that Betsy? He went, is Betsy here? And she's literally standing right next to me. And she hears him and goes, I'm right here.
The two of them start laughing. I'm like, oh, okay. Hi, Betsy. Like, give her a hug, like, nothing just happened.
So then that was, like, a joke. Every time you see her, you go, where's Betsy? But yeah. I'm like, so there's a funny story.
Yeah.
Little anecdote.
And then I feel like also, over this summer, we had, like, a double birthday.
Oh my God, this past summer, yeah.
This past summer, we had we were basically the only ones in
this
Miami.
This past summer, I feel like we became, like, really, really close.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. No, we were really close.
No, that's not true.
Okay, what happened was we were really close, like, also first semester, junior year, sophomore year, and then we went abroad, so I didn't see you for, like, literally 4 months.
I don't feel like we got less close, though, when I went abroad.
No, we didn't, but, like, we didn't talk, like, every day. I didn't know what you were doing every day, and, like, when we're here, we literally, like, I FaceTime you, like, every morning, and we say, like, good morning.
We live, like, literally, like, 5 minutes away.
Yeah, and we, like, walk the dogs all the time, because we both have dogs.
Let's talk about our dogs.
Okay. I have a huge... Let's talk about the husband. You guys know that ASMR video from The Real Housewives where they're like, how does it even start? What are they even talking about?
It's like Lisa Rinna fighting with someone and it's like, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah. I don't know how it starts. I forget like how it starts. Yeah. And she goes, you beast. What did you just call me?
Beast.
How dare you? Anyway, it's really funny. You can look it up on YouTube. But I have a really big dog. His name's Rocky. He's an American Bulldog mix. Probably. I mean, he's not purebred. I adopted him from the Petco near campus, and I've had him for almost 3 years now.
It's crazy how long
it is. Really crazy. And he's either 3, 4, or 5 years old. Not sure.
Pick a number, any number, spin the wheel.
Well, when I got him, they told me, the place that I adopted him from told me he was 3. And then I took him to the vet, and the vet was like, oh, I could, like, from his teeth, he's probably, like, 1 year old. And I was like, oh, well.
Those are different numbers.
Then I said he was 2. And so he's either 3, 4, or 5 now. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows? Doesn't matter.
Who knows? Yeah. He still has puppy energy, so probably younger than older.
When I was a freshman in college in the dorms, I got really depressed, and I was like, I need a dog.
Classic. Because
obviously that will cure everything that's wrong. Yeah. Not addressing any of the issues. Just buy a dog. Pile more trauma onto that little thing. So I Googled...
Push all your sadness onto him.
So I Googled cutest small breeds and came across Pomapoos, Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel, and a miniature pincher.
You should have gone a Cavalier.
No, they're angels.
They're such angels.
They're
those
so
ears.
Cute. Oh, perfect. So
you
fluffy.
Got Luna instead.
So, then I Googled closest pet store because I was ignorant and did not even think about adoption for a second.
Which is crazy.
Crazy,
to me.
Yeah. I had, like, honestly, I was doing it by myself and I had no guidance and I was like, I don't know. I just, like, wanted it now.
Yeah.
So I went
one of those things you don't even think about. You're like, okay, I'll take this one.
Yeah. So I went to a store called, Puppies to Go, which is just horrible and everywhere.
Just go straight to the puppy mill.
Literally. Hi, mill. Yeah. Hey. Throw one at me. And
$5,000. Bye. Thanks.
I played with like 4 different dogs. And then at the end, they were like, you can come back whenever you want, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I'm like going to take one today.
Yeah.
So I picked Luna. That's her name. She's 5 pounds.
Did she come with the name Luna?
No.
Or did you name her?
She came nameless.
Oh. How old
she's
was she?
She's a miniature pincher. She was 10 weeks.
That's crazy.
She was scary small. Like, she's the runt of a teeny, teeny, teeny toy breed.
And even now, you can tell she was the runt.
No, she's very runty. She's weird about... She's, like, food aggression, which is always, like, a weird sign for a dog that was raised...
Okay, to be fair, you raised her in a very...
We'll talk about that later.
...controversial way.
But, yeah, so I brought her home.
It's valid. You, like, didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
You were in college, like...
It was, I just wish there was more things when you're adopting a dog. There should be people, especially because I was like 18
in college. I'm like, adopt, who are you fooling?
When you're, what do I say, buying a dog, it sounds so cold.
Well, it's what you did. Technically, I did it too.
If you pay money and get a dog, you bought it.
You know what's so crazy? Rocky was on sale the day that I bought him because it was National Dog Day. So usually he's like $100 and I got him for like $25.
It's crazy.
Which is crazy. I literally spend more money on like dinner sometimes and now I have like a whole living being with me and I only spent $25.
And it's a commitment. Like, I feel like when you first get, at least when I first got my dog, I didn't like think about, I'm going to have this dog until I'm 36.
Yeah.
When you're 18, you're like, 31?
I know. I'm like, aw, cute.
Yeah. I'm like, just for now. Yeah. Fun for now. But anyway, so yeah, I have Luna. She's awesome now. It's taken, took a long time to potty train her, but I think that's hard.
Yeah, that's the great thing about Rocky. When I got him, he was, like, trained in, like, a, one of those, like, mutually beneficial, prison programs through the Miami-Dade prison system. It sounds horrible, but.
No, it's a really good program.
It's really good, yeah. And he's, like, completely trained. Like, I could, hypothetically, it's not, I'm like, not like I do this, but not take him out for like 12 hours and he will not go in the house. Also, if he's sleeping on my bed, he like will not get up for 24 hours. He just like forgets that he needs to go to the bathroom.
I'm like, so it's a prison dog, huh?
Yeah. No, but he's like great. He, oh, look at him. He's, he looks really cute right now on the couch.
He's adorable.
Oh, I mean, not on the couch.
Like, we're on the couch.
Yeah.
We're actually recording on the floor.
We're totally on the floor. Rocky's taking up the couch, so we can't sit
there's
on
no
it.
Space. How could we?
But yeah, he came completely trained, which was like the best thing ever because I don't think at the time I would have had the patience to like train him. I lived in an apartment that I had to like walk upstairs. So it was really nice that he came the way he did.
When I had Luna in the dorms, our dorms were literally designed by someone who made the Miami-Dade prison.
Prisons.
Like they're actually cell blocks.
Not anymore. So now they're knocking down all the freshman dorms at Miami and making like these amazing apartments right on the lake. Like,
we should be happy for like the incoming freshmen, but all I feel is deep resentment that we got stuck in cell blocks.
I'm totally jealous.
I know. To be 18.
I feel like though, I kind of liked, I always like say this ever since they started building the new dorms. I kind of like that like everyone who's gone to Miami, like even in the 80s and the 90s, like has lived in those dorms. So it's kind of like a like passing through thing. Like
it was also bonding. Like you were all in a horrible dorm. Like, there's
no
always,
one had it better than anyone else.
Exactly. Like, and people who were in, like, the sophomore dorms, they were, like, a little bit, teeny bit bigger, but then you were further away. So
then
like,
you weren't, like, with everyone.
We would always, like, commiserate over, like, anyone random you met. You were just like, I hate living here.
We want to do, like, a whole episode, if you guys are interested, on, like, Miami life, like, how it's changed, because it's changed a lot.
What it's like to be,
we
like, 21
freshmen.
And, like, Miami, what it's like to not be 21.
Yeah, I feel like we could talk for, like,
we could talk forever about
that.
And also, like,
We're obsessed with Miami. I think Miami's, like, the greatest school.
We've also had such, like, an interesting time point where, like, we came in 2016. There was a major election.
Yeah.
A different kind of result.
There's also a lot of change going on, like, at Miami. Like, we were there when the new president came in. I wonder if they can hear Rocky snoring.
It's kind of cute.
When the new, like, president came in, when, like, they started knocking down buildings and building new ones. Like,
we had, like, hurricane after hurricane. Yeah. We had to, like, go a lot home of stuff for, with, like, a month.
Yeah, a
like,
lot of stuff with Greek life changed. Like, so we were there for, like, a lot of transition. And it's like, ending a big transition period.
And it's ending literally in a pandemic.
Yeah.
We're, like, pitching how interesting this podcast episode could be.
Miami should pay us because we're, like, totally promoting them.
For now.
But, yeah, we want to do just, like, a whole episode on that because I could talk about Miami forever. Like,
we are full of ideas.
I don't even know what I just said. I don't know if I said the word Miami, but I could talk about Miami forever. I'm obsessed with that.
We're also really interested in astrology and apps like CoStar and stuff. So that's something else we probably could talk about for, like, ever.
I guess something I should get out now in the first episode is...
Here we go.
Be brave. I am a Gemini.
Yep. You heard it here first.
And I'm also a moon sign Pisces and a rising Pisces. So, yes, I'm crazy. Some may say a little temperamental.
And I'll pile on Leo. Now, if you want to turn the podcast off now.
Yep, we totally understand. Yep.
Click the button.
We are not qualified to be talking about anything we're talking about. Yeah. From very out there mindsets, if you want to say that.
If you will.
Yeah.
But we will speak with total authority, like we have the ability to. So.
Yeah. It's a free country.
Enjoy our extreme confidence.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a true Gemini. I don't know. I love being a Gemini now. Like, I love being a Gemini now.
Yeah, you, like, grow into your
sign.
But
I feel like I really am. Like, the Gemini is the sign of, like, the twins, and mm-hmm. I could definitely flip a switch quick if provoked. So.
I feel like I'm definitely a Leo. I feel like I've always wanted to be, like, the center of attention and, like, the loudest voice in the room, which has lost a lot of friends, which I totally am, and it's not a positive thing. But I feel like I've always thought that. And then when I started, like, looking more into astrology, I was like, okay, this is just true. Yeah.
Okay, so also last summer, we...
I feel like also astrology's there for you. Like, okay, when you're, like, the most down, that's usually when you start getting into pseudoscience.
Yeah.
And that's
when
definitely...
When nothing can explain what you're going through.
Okay, you just don't want to confront any of the problems. You're like, look at the constellation. We're totally screwed.
Yeah.
But last summer, we went through...
At the start of Mercury retrograde,
that's a triggering word.
Something really crazy in my life happened, and we downloaded CoStar, and we're like, we're totally into astrology now. It makes perfect sense why this is happening.
We're so lazy, we didn't even, like, really look up what astrology was. We're just like, get an app, and now I know everything.
Yeah. I mean, it told us a lot. Like, I didn't know. You, like, input your exact birth time.
Yeah, it gives you a birth chart.
And it... I mean, this probably is, like, Astrology 101. We're like, you put in your birth time, it tells you
and it
everything.
Gives you a chart.
But we didn't really know anything about it. And then, that day that we, like, downloaded it, we read it, and it was, like, exactly what was happening in my life. And I was, like, totally bought into this.
Yeah.
I'll pay any amount of money to know more about it.
You balled yourself up and paid you $1,000. Tell me more.
But, yeah, now we, like everyone else, blame everything in our lives when Mercury retrograde is happening.
We actually look forward to Mercury retrograde so I can be like,
if I'm bored and retrograde comes, boom something exciting
bored.
Happens.
Too exciting.
Not bored.
And then it stops and then you're like, actually have to take accountability, which is not fun for a Gemini nor Leo.
Yeah. Ooh, no. When Mercury retrograde's not happening, I'm like, it's not happening. It's the aftershock.
Oh, we're in the pre-shock phase. I mean, that's that's a great spin. Also, I thought that...
Venus is going into retrograde now in May.
Perfect. I have a lot of exes I want to text, so... Oh, wait. I can wait.
It's a quarantine. We can do anything now.
Do anything we want. I saw this thing on Twitter that was like, it should be punishable by law to ghost during quarantine. And I was like, yeah, that actually should be an offense.
I think that's, like, the perfect time to ghost someone. Who knows when you're going to see them next and have to confront it.
Yes. If you're trying to get out of a sticky sitch, I guess. But if that's it's me, it's totally different.
So. Also, I think... I don't know. I've been wanting to, like, text this guy, and I'm kind of nervous, because... I don't know.
But we have nothing to lose now.
I know. That's what this girl was telling me. She was like, if he doesn't answer, he doesn't answer.
It's also like, you don't have to embarrass yourself by doing a clown walk and, like, seeing them around. So you just do it.
On campus. Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. When you spend all night drunk texting them, like, hey, want to come over? Hey. Yeah. And then you see the next day and you're like, hi.
One of the bad things about UM is that it's actually tiny. It's literally so small. It's
the people you socially,
like,
interact with, there's like 200 people. That's it. Yeah. That's literally it.
That know you and you know them. And even if you don't say hello to each other, you still follow each other on Instagram. There's kind of really awkward
there's
relationships.
There's a lot of those weird,
like,
relationships.
If you are embarrass yourself the night before, everyone's going to fucking...
The only thing that makes it a little bit better and different than college is that actually nobody cares.
Yeah, I didn't learn that until this year. Literally until last
I think it's even hard to know because like you're so ashamed.
And you're so
But in reality, like everyone is wrapped up in their own drama, their own, like they probably had a terrible night too. Like you never know.
Yeah.
There are people though you do see, really.
Waking up the next morning and being like,
the feeling where you're like, do I have to be conscious?
I am never leaving my house again. All I do is embarrass myself. We should prank call people. That's so funny. We should do that in our
I'm like, did you order a pizza?
Guys, we really want to start a YouTube channel, but we just, like, don't know how to edit.
Yeah.
And that program that, like, I feel like every YouTuber uses, Final Cut Pro, is $300.
Yeah, it turns out it's $1 billion. You have to be Charlie D'Amelio to afford it.
300.
We'll talk about TikTok, too. Don't worry.
I don't have TikTok.
Also, though, I feel like there's pressure when you're on, like, a vlog to, like, have something you're doing. Like, unwrap or tutorials or, like, walkthroughs.
You have
like,
to be entertaining.
You have to, like, have something visually interesting. You can't just sit there like this. So, I like this for us for talking.
Even though a couple of podcasts I follow, like, upload the video of it and they're just, like, sitting and talking and I'll sit there and literally watch the whole thing.
It does feel more engaging because you're, like, because you can see it visually. Yeah. Something. But I like podcasts because you're just, like, driving and you're, like, I'm not missing anything.
Driving's really fun. Now that I'm walking Rocky all the time, I listen to them. So,
yeah, definitely a good time to like good way to pass the time.
Yeah. Also, something lately out of this quarantine, my eyes have been hurting like crazy, and I get such bad headaches because all I do is watch TV or go on my phone or on my laptop doing homework like all day long. I get a pain like right in the middle of my eyebrows that like doesn't go away because I'm just staring at blue light literally all day and all night long.
I decided during a pandemic to also go financially broke. So. During this, I have bought a Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been...
Not the Switch, though, because he's cheap.
They didn't have it at Best Buy. Like, our other sponsor.
Yeah.
It was an amazing purchase. I also bought Mario Kart. And I bought...
Oh, we can't stop playing
Mario
Kart.
Can't stop playing. We just found...
And Yoshi?
We have to talk
about
this.
Okay, we're talking about this. Toad and Yoshi.
I have to say, I always had it out for Peach. I thought Peach was the biggest monster of them all.
It's because she's blonde and sucks.
It's because she's beautiful and thin. And it turns out that she's actually not even that bad compared to
Toad.
Let's do our best Toad impressions.
Toad, are you here? Okay, wait.
I think she is.
What? Wait, how did I do? I did such a good one
she
the
did
other
such
day.
A good one yesterday. It was so candid. Oh my god.
Oh, that was good.
And then do the noise when you fly off Rainbow Road, which you do the first minute,
I
and
did.
Then take
that
you back
was...
on. That's not Toad's voice.
The Koopa that like
drags
you back on and is like,
ooh, heavy cargo. So I bought that. We also. It's annoying because they did a weird crossover with Animal Crossing and
Link? Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
They have, like, Link in it. They have someone named, like, Inkling Boy. They have Isabelle from Animal Crossing, and they're all assholes.
They're all so mean.
On the track.
Somebody yeeted a banana at me, and I was like, ugh, probably, like, Luigi or, I don't know, Mario, someone from this game. No. Isabelle. Drifting by, waving to me. Bye, babe. See you at the finish line.
What was that Mario skin?
What was the new one that was bothering us so much yesterday?
It was like Yushima Mario or something, and he was like wearing a Donkey Kong suit.
It was totally propaganda.
It was like Mario wearing like a Diddy Kong suit or something like that.
But what was the name of the character that was genuinely so annoying? Remember when you were playing and he kept like cutting you off?
It was that character, the Mario one.
He had
was, like,
a weird name.
Yukima
whatever.
Mario.
It was
something.
A horrible. They've combined things in a terrible way.
Should I look it up?
Look it up.
And
then I also bought a massive TV in front of my bed, which has been horrible because I also get headaches all the time. And I wake up and there's just like a blinding light in my room.
Yeah. Andrea's got a huge TV that he put right in front of his bed. Not pushed back even a little bit.
Nope, not
it's
a bit.
It's basically on top of his bed.
And sometimes I lie on the other side of the bed just to glare at it. So yeah, I put myself in complete debt, and I've decided that the only place I can shop at is Whole Foods for no reason.
Yeah,
so.
That's just crazy of you. I've been going to Milam's a lot. I don't even know where Milam's is in the like relevant to the rest of the country, but
I've never heard of it even before like a month ago.
It's like just in Miami. There's only one.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to talk more about Mario Kart. Toad and Yoshi are like on crack.
They're
in
on
that
a
game.
New one.
Toad is just unbelievable. Even when she's doing that, or okay.
This okay, is, this is the thing.
This is.
This is the thing. Toad is supposed to be a boy.
But why does he talk like a girl? Well, that's controversial.
I think Toad is a girl. I don't know why. Something deep to my core. Toad is consistent.
Even if he's a boy, I hate him so much that I'm just going to call him a girl to piss him off and embarrass him.
He constantly throws things and is rude and is mean.
He shoves you.
He pushes. And he's so little.
It's so. It just feels so personal.
Yeah. I also wonder what car that is that can go 3 billion miles per hour.
Faster.
Faster than anything
I've
ever
got. I'll be turning on like a speedy boost thing and he just goes flying
Doesn't
by.
Doesn't matter.
And goes, wow.
There's a place that we should be going equally. We just went off the same ramp. Yeah. There's no way you have a leg up over me.
And he's ridiculous.
Boosting ahead of us.
And then obviously, beautiful turtle Yoshi, whatever he is.
He's hot. We can just name it. Let's just name it.
He's a total hottie toddy.
He's a total hottie toddy. He's a complete 10, the whole package.
Also, I found out.
And Yoshi Falls, beautiful place to live. Yeah. Let me just say. Honeymoon, check.
What's Toad's one? It's like, Toad has like his name on first every track.
First of all,
track.
Toad is straight communist propaganda. Toad is absolutely everywhere you look. There's
he
a whole picture
of him. He has a monopoly on the tracks.
He really does. Is it Nintendo Toad? No, it's not. It's really not.
Is it Mario Kart or Toad Kart? Let me know.
There's actually one where there's like audiences who are watching you race, and it's just all
they're all
toads.
Oh my god, this is a big conspiracy.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Like, wait a second.
What did we find out yesterday that was absolutely disturbing? Who is
Bowser
dating?
Baby Bowser. Guess who his mom is?
Gus. Go ahead.
It's Peach.
What?
Peach and Bowser had intercourse. Peach and Bowser. Picture that. And made Baby Bowser. Where does Baby Bowser get his looks from?
He doesn't look anything like a
like
human.
Peach. He looks nothing like Peach.
He's where's his blonde hair? He's another animal. Another species, really.
It's unbelievable to me.
And then we found out that... Who are together? Luigi and...
Oh, no, no, no. No, we found out that... We thought this whole time that Luigi Luigi was screwing over Mario and was secretly dating Peach this whole time.
Does it make sense?
But actually, Bowser is married to Peach.
So bizarre. And we circle
so
back.
Crazy. So then why is Mario always trying to steal Peach?
I don't
if
know.
If they're married.
No,
he's,
Luigi
he's a homewrecker.
I feel like Luigi's always trying to rescue...
The point of like Mario is that he's always trying to rescue Peach from Bowser. Which is crazy to me. If they're that's happily married
wife.
And have a child...
Okay,
Mario,
first of all, that is domestic
Mario's
abuse.
A homewrecker. Spread it.
I think that...
that is
he's a total domestic abuser. There's no way he's not.
Wait, Bowser?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a psycho.
Rescuing her, and then she's forced to go back?
It's horrible.
Could analyze that for years. Anyway, the relationships, sad. And the funniest part of all this is if you go into, like, deep fan edits, yeah. Stuff gets weird really fast.
It gets
log
so
off
weird.
Before you go too far, but some of them are really funny. I'd like to find some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's good. We should do that for the next episode. I saw one also, like, something crazy that, like, Yoshi's dad is, like, Mario's dad or, like, something crazy like that. I don't know.
Also, Luigi and Mario are brothers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're brothers.
That's the one thing that makes sense.
Something that's not clear, though, that I thought was super clear.
Corona.
Wario and Waluigi are apparently unconfirmed brothers.
Yeah,
some people just say that they're best friends. Which is crazy.
It doesn't
to me.
Make,
I,
why would
I've
they
always
do that?
Thought they were brothers.
I just assume they're brothers. They have the same name. They just switched a letter.
Mario and Waluigi and Mario and Luigi? They're not all any related
the,
at all.
It is so relatable that they like made this ugly twin versions and then gave them like uglier names.
Waluigi.
We've all felt like a Mario.
I feel like him right now.
Yeah.
He's sitting on my damn floor recording this.
Look the same.
Waluigi's easily the most fun character to make fun of. Waluigi.
Who are our worst three? And let's not play the crossover. I don't hear Link or anything like that, please.
Inkling Boy.
Our most annoying three.
I would love to see Tom Nook on the track from Animal Crossing.
Oh, he'd blow it up.
Oh my god. Oh, he would blow it
he'd
up.
He'd blow the whole thing up. He'd try to sell it. He's such a capitalist. He'd immediately go, how many bells do you have?
I have all the bells. I'm
also,
automatically
Peach,
first.
Apparently she's for sale. Ask her husband.
Okay, top three worst. Easily. One, Toad.
But let's just also clarify that we hate Toad because we are jealous of Toad and everything Toad has to offer the world.
Because he's tiny and he flies on
flies,
that little cart.
Skinny
he makes bo-bini. Everything so personal.
Yeah.
Everything.
And he actually looks back at you as
yeah.
he chucks
and waves.
Something at you and waves.
Like, bye.
Goes, yahoo. Super.
See you at the finish line, bitch.
You're gonna be a complete dead last.
That's what it feels like.
I'm gonna tell your parents that tonight. Embarrassing.
I love when you play Mario Kart and there's always like Toad and Yoshi are just automatic dicks the whole time.
Yeah.
But there's always like one that is also like one random one that is also
really good.
Really good and just as much of like a dick as Toad
they
and
Yoshi. Definitely like wrote the program in and they were just like, okay, we're just gonna have two people be really good and then they're gonna catch on way too quick. So
yeah.
Diddy Kong, go ahead.
Oh, Diddy Kong's terrible. Donkey Kong's terrible. King Boo? Depends. It depends.
King Boo, it really depends, honestly.
It really depends. Sometimes
King Boo reminds me a lot of Miley Cyrus because of the tongue thing, and so I feel some kind of camaraderie
ew.
With him.
And when she's bald.
Yeah. I mean, they have a remarkable resemblance. We have a really fun game where we tell all of our friends they look like different characters. Deeply offensive.
Andreas looks like Toadette.
Identical. If you don't know who that looks like, then just picture me.
Google it and do a side-by-side. You won't be able to tell who's who. And who do I
play,
look like?
Spot the difference. Birdo. Bianca looks just like Birdo.
I'm Birdo.
Except for, what's that fan that, like, not fan, but the one that, like, stands on the side and, like, waves that fan? Pinata? No.
Yeah. Pinata or something like
it's
that.
It's pinata. That sounds too...
Isn't pinata that thing that you hit? It's, It is pinata. Is the pinata?
Sounds weird.
That you
yeah,
hit?
Pinata is the thing you hit.
Okay, then it's not. It's whatever. Pianta. It's pianta.
Sorry. Which sounds... She's a plant. I think she's a plant. I'm not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure.
Pianta sounds.
Pianta, if you're listening, let us know.
Sounds crazy similar to Bianca.
It rhymes.
They found a picture of me and made it a cartoon and put it in the game.
And we got no coins from
Pianta
that.
Pianta is on Cheap Cheap Beach fanning the players as they go by. I'm sure you know exactly who I'm talking about.
And I'm sure
about.
She doesn't even get paid minimum wage. She wears a... Let's talk about workers' rights.
She wears a hula skirt. my everyday attire.
But it's really fun to randomly tell your friends that they look like horrible cartoon characters.
That's a really fun, fun game to play.
And if you have a crush on someone and you say they look like Mario.
Ooh.
And they say you look like
you know
Daisy.
That, you know that meme from... Barnyard animals. That's like
every white guy looks like this.
White guy with blue eyes looks like this. It's so incredibly true.
It's so incredibly true.
The cow. Oh, it's so funny.
That show was that movie and show and all that was very odd.
Here's what I
he
learned.
Had udders.
I always
like,
thought it was a show, but it turns out it was just a movie, or the other way around.
There was I thought it was
thought it was both.
I thought it was a TV show, and then they a couple made like a movie. What is that? The Mandela effect. Mandela effect. Were you?
I don't know anything about that, and I don't want to pretend that I do, because I always sound stupid.
Okay, the Mandela effect is when everyone talks about something, so it, like, turns into, like, your memory, even though it never happened. For example, this is what I learned yesterday, and you don't know this one, so maybe you'll remember it. Okay, in the Hunger Games, in the very first one, when they're all, like, in a circle, and they're on their little, like, tree stumps, right before they go, somebody jumps off, like, too early and gets shot.
Wait, the trees...
Somebody gets eliminated because they, like, jump off their, like, it's
before
not a true
before it says, like, 10
before
9,
it's, exactly, like, before the countdown is over, somebody jumps off, and if you, like, go earlier,
they
assassinate you automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, that never happened in the movie, but for some reason...
Well, it's probably in the book.
No, but, like, there's, like, the visual aspect where, I don't know that, but people were saying that, like, a lot of people thought that that was, like, something that happened. I have, like, a memory of, I never read the books, and I have, like,
really?
A memory of watching that happen.
I read the books, so maybe that's why I have that memory. I don't remember it that well. But if you hadn't told me that happened, I would have never remembered that happened. But now
really?
That you say it, it sounds familiar, but maybe it's because I read the books.
But it's
know.
Weird because the memory like feels so real, but then I watched this thing and it just like straight didn't happen.
I would love to read more books.
I feel like it's hard to read because I feel like
my attention span is shot. We all have ADD now because of... I'm like, because of TikTok. TikTok spawns ADD.
TikTok feeds our short attention spans because it's like 6 seconds.
I refuse to download it. Not because I...
You didn't give a PhD in maturity.
Not because I think I have a PhD in maturity or like literally any other reason, but I don't need another app to like be obsessed
No, I know. Once you start... That's how I feel about Twitter. I can't get like deeply into Twitter because once I go down that hole, I know I will never resurface.
And I know I'm going to love TikTok because I was obsessed with Vine.
Yeah.
And I love just like that... form of content.
Rocky's so bored.
Rocky just snored so loud, so we're
it's
obviously boring him to sleep.
Yeah.
So rude. That's rude. Look at him. Sleeping
He's smiling.
Soundly.
He's smiling too.
He's laughing at us. But yeah, I was like addicted to Vine, and I just love that like form of shorthand content.
It's like perfect. You can like just like not focus, but then all of a sudden it's like an hour later and you've been looking at like 100 Vines.
I also feel like our sense of humor is like shorthand content. It's like we're like, I'm like, that's like our joke.
Anyway, it's quick. It's not hard to, you don't have to analyze it.
Yeah, it's very surface level.
So very, don't analyze it, please.
Simple. We're just simple-minded.
Two simpletons.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like the only reason I won't download TikTok. I just don't need another app to be obsessed with. Even though I love Adam Ray. I think he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. You got a dollar?
Open your purse.
I send Bianca like 1,000 TikToks
I know. I wake up and I have like, because Andreas wakes up way earlier than me, and I have like 10 TikToks to look at, and it really brightens my day.
Brightens up the morning.
And I trust Andreas to like filter through the not funny ones and send me the funny ones, so it's like, I don't even need the app.
I have like a system where like, I know what people think something is like funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's called a system. It's not at all intuition.
It's not intuition. It's just like knowing someone's sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm like, relax. Not that
I'm
special.
I'm like, I should have a PhD in TikTok.
So. yeah. Oh my god, we're at 40 minutes.
Yeah. I think we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess we talked enough. Whoa, that went by so fast.
That went by really fast.
I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think we'll sort of pick like more like, we're not going to be scripted at all, but we might pick like themes or something to talk about, like Miami or like things.
Or let us know if you like us just rambling like we did today. We really just like went off on a tangent.
We just went off and going to see how it goes.
Yeah. If you want us to talk about anything specific, let us know. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this knows who we are. You can just text us.
So. I'm sure all three of you know exactly who we are.
Give us your feedback.
We also have a jingle on the way.
Oh, yeah. We asked our really musical, talented friend, Pat McCarthy. He goes by the name Freaky Pat. Follow him on Spotify. He's literally amazing. Like, he's going to be so famous one day. I think he's a genius. We asked him to make our jingle, so hopefully he's working on that.
Yeah, and that's in the works.
Yeah, he said he would, so hopefully you guys can hear it soon. I'm excited to hear it if he does make it. So we're excited for that to come, but we're excited to finally like put up our first episode.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a really good one.
Yeah, I think it was. And also Bianca made this really cool cover art, so
oh yeah.
It looks very profesh when you see it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I hope so. but okay, yeah, this was episode 1 of Totally Screwed. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.